Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. Some women who have ovarian stimulation for assisted reproduction will experience an adverse effect called ovarian hyperstimulation syndrome, or OHSS. There are several Cochrane reviews of strategies to prevent this, and a new overview in January 2017 brings together the findings from these systematic reviews. The lead author, Selma Murad from Radboud University Medical Center in Nijmegen in the Netherlands, summarizes this large evidence base in this podcast.
Ovarian hyperstimulation syndrome is caused by a very high ovarian response to hormonal medication, and it results in enlarged ovaries and a fluid shift from blood vessels to the abdominal cavity. This leads to symptoms like abdominal bloating, a high risk of blood clotting, and decreased blood supply to important organs such as the kidneys and the liver. The mild form of OHSS is seen in 20 to 33% of assisted reproductive technology cycles, whereas a moderate or severe form is found in approximately 3 to 8% of cycles. Our current overview of 27 Cochrane reviews summarizes the available evidence on interventions that could prevent or treat moderate, severe, and overall OHSS in couples with subfertility who are undergoing assisted reproductive technology cycles, such as in vitro fertilization and intracytoplasmic sperm injection. 17 of those 27 reviews have been done or updated in the past 3 years. In total, 7 reviews described interventions that provided a beneficial effect in reducing OHSS rates, and 1 additional review showed promising results. Of the effective interventions, all except 1 had no detrimental effect on pregnancy outcomes. The reviews that provided moderate or high quality evidence of benefit indicate that clinicians should consider the following interventions in particular: the use of metformin before and during an ART cycle in women with polycystic ovary syndrome, the use of gonadotropin-releasing hormone antagonists in ART cycles, and the use of gonadotropin-releasing hormone antagonists as a ovulation trigger in donor oocyte cycles or freeze-all programs. A further promising intervention that needs to be researched is coasting, which is the withholding of gonadotropins for the reduction of OHSS. On the other hand, the evidence is currently insufficient to support the widespread practice of freezing all embryos and replacing them at a later time when OHSS symptoms have dissolved. In conclusion, our overview should help policymakers to develop local and regional protocols or guidelines for the prevention of OHSS. We furthermore hope that this overview will also encourage future researchers to fill the knowledge gaps. Clinicians can use the summarized evidence now to help them to choose the best treatment regimen for the individual women, which would be the one that reduces the chance of developing OHSS, but does not compromise pregnancy outcomes. Unfortunately, our conclusions are limited by a lack of recent primary studies and a lack of updated reviews. Moreover, some of the novel strategies developed for the prevention of OHSS are not yet described in Cochrane reviews and could therefore, of course, not be included in this overview.
If you would like to read this one-stop guide to the more than 24 Cochrane reviews that are currently available, you can find the overview online at cochranelibrary.com with a simple search for Overview of OHSS.